and give you and extend to you the warmest of kingdom greetings. Grateful that each and every one of you are on the call this morning, a part of our Master's Call family. We're going to go on and go out to Miss Robin and ask Miss Robin to open us up with a word of prayer as we begin our call this morning. Robin, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Your people have come before you to give you all the honor and to give you all the praise. For you are worthy of our praise, Lord God. You are high and you are lifted up. You are the great I am. You are our God, and we bless you this day, Father. And, Lord, as we go forward, we just thank you for your angels that are watching over us. We thank you, Lord God, that not one harm can come to anyone that's on this call this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I open up the atmosphere, and I command it to line up with the word of God. I command there to be peace in the airways. I command there to be peace through these lines as the call goes through and the man of God comes forward with the word. I command there to be no static, no interference, no obstruction in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for the visionaries of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. I thank you, Father God, that they heard your voice and they went forward with the vision, Lord God, and you're guiding them and directing them each and every single day, Lord God. We thank you for what is going forward through this call and through your people as we hear the word of God. Father, we lift up the founders of Artists International. I thank you that the Diaz de Leon family, they are blessed, Lord God, and we are blessed because we are connected to them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that no harm will come to them. I thank you, Father God, for the men and the women that surround them, Father. I thank you for the leaders of Artists International. I thank you, Father God, for the men and women that may be on the call who may not even be part of Artists International, but they too, Lord God, are blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, and as the man of God comes forward, I thank you that the word is light to us, Father. The word is true, Father. The word will change us, Lord. The word will correct us, Father. The word will encourage us, Father God. And the word will show us and teach us what we need to do because it is about kingdom business, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as we hear your word, we will not only be a hearer of the word, but we too will be doers of the word, taking it into the marketplace, bringing other people into the fullness of our Lord and King, Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. We appreciate you, Robin, as each and every opportunity you always lead us into the very presence in the throne room of God, making for our man of God preaching and teaching easy this morning. Again, we are excited on this wonderful Wednesday morning to be on the Master's Call and to be about kingdom business. We have just a few announcements before we bring up the man of God. We want to invite and encourage each and every one of you to visit our website. There you will find an archive of powerful messages after message after message that will encourage, inspire, and uplift your heart as you can chew on the word of God. And we encourage you to pass this website on and spread the word about the Master's Call. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's the Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And we always are excited to hear from all of you at our email address, where we encourage you to let us hear from you, sending us a praise report, a prayer request, or just a shout out and a hallelujah, Lord, and just want to let you know we're thinking about you. And our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We do consider it an honor, and it is our extreme privilege to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and bombard heaven with your prayer requests as we remind all of heaven and notify hell that God is still on the throne. So please feel free to let us hear from you. And as the artist family, which is the thread, the God-ordained company that has brought all of us together, we encourage those of you on the line to visit your back office. There are so many announcements and promotions that are going on. And even those of you who are not a part of artists, but some kind of way you ended up on this call, we encourage you to email us or contact someone and find out why we're a part of the great vision of this company being ministers in the marketplace. In your back office, you'll find the list of events and activities. At Utmost, we've been focusing our prayer on the upcoming ATC training, which will be taking place this weekend in Toronto, Canada. We understand that our job is to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and just cover our team, our leadership team, from traveling mercies to everything operating at the meetings to praying the people out. We have to pray. We have to birth these things, and that's an assignment we are so excited to take on and ask each and every one of you to be a part of that. They have other upcoming ATC trainings. We'll be in Atlanta May 14th, and there's regional events going on. And just encourage you to avail yourself to our back office so that you can hear and be informed and help send people out in Utmost. Cover those activities in prayer. Well, we want to get ready for the man of God who comes to us faithfully every Wednesday, always full of the rhema word of God, always. I always love to use the word cutting edge, prophetically clearing the way in our hearts and in our minds and challenging us to grow up and go up higher. Our minister on part of the Master's Call family hails from New Orleans, Louisiana, and our dear beloved Pastor Chuck Brown is a father, a husband, a pastor, an author, a psalmist, and just making a change, taking the kingdom back violently by force. And we're so excited as we cover him in prayer, and we're still celebrating their new edifice, and I hope he'll talk about the upcoming dedication and invite everybody out. But we want to introduce to some and present to others God's ordained mouthpiece this morning. Pastor Chuck, the floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa.
Good morning, man of God.
Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Bless the Lord for Pastor Dr. PK. And the vision, again, that God has given you. And I say that every week because we do bless and honor God for your vision. And what God has given you is indeed coming to pass. And we are honored to be a part of that process. Amen. Thank you so much, Robin, also for setting the atmosphere for prayer and for the word. And we bless the Lord for you as well. I am very excited before we get into the word. As Dr. Vanessa said, that the Lord has blessed our ministry with a brand new facility. It's only 3 years old, and God has just blessed us to be able to purchase this facility and to just have such a connection to the previous owners that they just worked everything out that they could work with us possibly to be in there. And we're having our church dedication June 5th in the greater New Orleans area, a city called Metairie. It's right outside of New Orleans, right outside. And if you're in that area or if you plan on coming down, we want you to be our very special guest that June 5th at 6 o'clock p.m. God's going to bless like never before, and I want my artist family, of course, to be there. And if you're coming from out of town, of course, I need you to notify me so that we can make sure that we take care of our guests properly. All right? We're going to the Word of God, straight up to the Word of God, and I'm very excited about today's Word. 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. Verse 1 reads, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought before him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. The brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Verse 8, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belonged to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Out of verse 7, came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. This morning I want to minister, just for a few moments, I want to minister from this subject, enduring dry seasons. There's a dark reality to faith that you need to know. Faith isn't just about getting things, it's about getting places. It's not about just getting things, it's about getting places. And when you understand this, then you understand that faith has to be progressive. You can't go from one place to another without having moved out of where you are. And you can't go from scratch and survive into the deluxe apartment in the sky if you don't move out. And I now want to emphasize faith that causes you to move out. James said it, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. In other words, show me your faith by just sitting there, and I'll show you how faith really works by getting up and by getting out. You should realize and understand that you're going to have to face a period of time, every believer is, where you're unfulfilled, unsatisfied, and empty. There will come a time when even your prayers will seem hollow and your praise will seem forced. But it's in your reaction at those times that shows how much faith you really have. I gave a definition of faith, and once you just get this in your spirit, faith is belief that is not based on logical proof or material evidence. Belief that is not based on logical proof or material evidence. So your faith can't be based on what's happening around you. It has to be the undying belief that what God has promise to you will happen. In verse, it said that Elijah got up and prophesied that there won't be any rain for the next 3.5 years, but according to my word. Be careful what you speak about your environment, because it will affect you too. What you speak, if coupled with faith, will come to pass. And I want you to get this. I don't care what it is, positive or negative, good or bad. If you speak something forth in faith, it will come to pass. And that's interesting to note, because in this passage we see how the word that Elijah spoke, the word also affected him. You must always watch what you speak, because it will affect you. Here's Elijah speaking a word for the land, but he's still in the land. It was a necessary word, but it still affected not just the hearers, but also himself. It's like people who speak negatively or even truthfully concerning family members. That word doesn't just affect the family member. It affects the inhabitants of the land, including yourself, speaking how your children won't be anything. You're just bad. You're always cutting up. Keep on here. You're going to end up in jail. You ain't going to pass to the next grade. Things like that fertilize situations and cause them to grow and cause them to come into existence. But the thing about it is that it doesn't affect your child. It affects you, because now you have to constantly meet with his teachers. You have to get them out of jail. You have to deal with their legal issues because of the way you spoke. The words you speak affect the land and you. Just a couple of things I want you to get that's going to help you to endure dry seasons. Number one, God did not bring you here to stay forever. God did not bring you here to stay forever. God is interested in bringing us through phases of faith. There's a phase where you're totally dependent upon the system in order to survive. This is the level where you need miracles for everything in your life. It's a miracle for you to pay your electric bill. It's a miracle for you to pay your rent or mortgage. It's a miracle for you to pay the nursery bill. It's a miracle for you to get a car. So you have to depend on child care assistance and food stamp assistance and WIC and all of those things. This is only to get you through this phase. And that's why in verse 7, God calls us the brook to dry up, because he doesn't want us comfortable getting scraps and leftovers and used cars and renting houses and having temp jobs only and getting payday loans. It'll get you through for now, but it's not God's best for you. Number two, move in the direction of the directives. Move in the direction of the directives. Move in the direction. God says to arise in verse 9. Now, what I want you to do is after getting all this teaching that you hear every day, don't sit there. Move out on faith. Because if you just sit there, then don't cry later when you're still broke. Don't cry when you still don't have a job or don't have a place to stay. God keeps telling us to get up, arise. Don't stay where you are. Don't keep putting off pursuing your dream. A week should not go by without you having pursued some aspect of your dream. If you're talking about going back to school, every week you should arise and find out some information on the school. Same with businesses and land and positions, etc. Stop giving excuses as to why you can't get up. Get through the Zarephath, the scripture says. God is now giving Elijah specific directives. He didn't just tell Elijah to get up. He told Elijah to get to Zarephath and dwell there, because I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Please keep in mind that this is during the time of famine. God tells Elijah to get to Zarephath because that is the place where God has dealt with someone to sustain you. There are people right now that God has ordained to help you once you get there. The problem, however, is we never get to that place of ordination. We never go to the spot where God has already spoken to the individuals. We never apply to the place where God has already spoken to the hiring supervisor. We never fill out the application at the financial institution where God has already told the loan officer to approve the loan. We're getting up, but we're just moving. You're moving, but you're not making the right progress. You're working, but you're not going in the right direction. You're really just wasting time being busy. And sometimes you need to stop and ask yourself, do I have this ladder leaning against the right wall? I know that I'm climbing, I've gotten up, I'm making moves, but are they the right moves? I've gotten up from the ravens and I've left the brook. I'm not on welfare anymore. I'm not dependent on the government anymore. But am I going to the place that God said to go? Elijah could have gotten up and gone to Samaria, to Moab, to Palestine, to Egypt, and still not received the promise of God because he went to the wrong place. Egypt wasn't the place that God promised to sustain him. Moab wasn't the place that God promised to sustain him. Egypt wasn't the place that God promised to sustain him. It was Zarephath and nowhere else. If he had gone to those places, especially in this time of famine, he would have died. If he had gone to those places, he would have missed out on God's best. How many of us are missing out on God's best because we're not going, because we're going everywhere but where God told us to go? We're doing everything but what God told us to do. God said to start a business and you go look for a job. God told you to write a book and you spend all your time watching TV. God told you to go back to school and you get a third job. But Zarephath is the place where God has dealt with somebody about your situation. Zarephath is the place where God has dealt with somebody about moving in. Your keys are in Zarephath. Your house is in Zarephath. Your promotion is in Zarephath. Your career is in Zarephath. Your family, your spouse, your business is there. So arise and get to Zarephath. Then he says, get there and dwell there. Stay there as long as necessary. It's not an ending point, but you need to stay there until I tell you to move. Don't move out on your own until it's time to do so. Don't quit your day job until your time in Zarephath is up. Yeah, trust you're not here to stay. This is just another step toward what God really wants for you. Number three, the third thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to listen for a sound of abundance. Listen for the sound of abundance. Listen for the sound of abundance. And in the same scripture, First Kings chapter 18. I want you to get this. First Kings chapter 18. Look at verse 1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the 30th, saying, go show yourself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Now go down to verse 41 in the same chapter, chapter 18. Oh, man, it's going to bless you. Listen to what the word of the Lord says. It says, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the mount, top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And then Elijah said, go again seven times. It came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens were black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Hallelujah. Here's number three. Listen for the sound of abundance. If you're going to endure dry seasons, you've got to listen for the sound of abundance. Elijah goes to Zarephath, and he receives what God has for him during this next phase, where God uses people to help you. Now, remember, the first phase is system dependency. The second is people dependency. Both are sent from God, but neither are a destination. They're just rest stops, because the next stop is abundance. What is the significance of rain? The significance of rain is that in order for your seed to grow, in order for your harvest to come, there must be some rain or a watering system. There must be a means by which your seed can be fed. And when we go through dry times, understand that they can't last long, because if the land goes too long without water, then the land becomes unfit for a harvest to grow. Some of us have been in a place where we've taken the steps that God instructed us to go, to take. Some of us have been doing everything in our power to arise. Many of us have gone to the places and direction that God has instructed us to go, but we still have not yet seen the promise of what we've been believing for. There are some people who are sitting around not doing anything, not applying anywhere, but it looks like in the natural, like those of us who do can't get ahead. But I want to encourage you through this word not to allow doubt and discouragement to grab hold of your spirit, but take your faith and start listening for the sound. Because although what you've been hearing has been bad news, and although what you've been hearing is often discouraging news, I want you to tune in your ears to something else, because God is about to cause a sound to come into your life. No, it won't be creditors calling. It won't be the repo man towing your car away. It won't be your boss laying you off. But this sound is a sound of abundance. Yes, and that's like in verse 43, sometimes you may have to keep going back. But God said an abundance of rain is coming in your house, and you better get your umbrella ready, and you better pull out your raincoat, and you better put on your rain shoes, because the rain is on its way. Yes, don't be fooled in verse 44. Don't be fooled because of what you think is small. Don't be fooled by the amount you qualify for. Don't be fooled because of the insignificance of the position you receive, because what looks small from a distance will overwhelm you when it comes upon you. Yeah, Deuteronomy 28 says that these blessings will come on thee and overtake thee, and it's going to happen suddenly. The servant went out on the coast of the sea. He saw nothing. He went again, saw nothing. He went 3, 4, 5, 6 times and saw nothing. Then on the seventh time, that's why you can't give up. That's why you can't give in. You got to keep moving. You got to go look again. The seventh time, he saw a little cloud the size of a man's hand. It didn't seem like much. It seemed so small. But that's when Elijah said, you better get ready, because that's the abundance you've been praying for. And before they could get back to their dwelling place, the rain overtook them. What am I saying? As I close, I'm trying to tell you that you can qualify for a certain amount for a house, and that will signify the small cloud. But once the rain overtakes you, you move into a house that was significantly more than the one they said you qualified for. I'm telling you that you get a position at the bottom, and that signifies the small cloud. But once the rain overtakes you, you move up in the company faster than anybody else. But what really got me messed up, about the story, is that Elijah said there was a sound of abundance, but then he told them to go and see. And I couldn't understand, God, why would you tell them to hear the sound and then see it? But then I got it, because faith comes by hearing. What you hear is important, but then also faith is the evidence of things not seen. See, faith is seeing without seeing. Yeah, faith is seeing beyond even what you see. So what God wants us to grasp is that what you hear him say to you, get ready, because you're going to see the manifestation of what you heard him say. And what I like about this whole verse, as I bring this sermon to a close, is in verse 45. Verse 45, bless me, because it's significantly different from what we read before. Verse 45 says, and they came to says, while the heaven was black with clouds and wind, that there was a great rain. Now the servant went and saw a small cloud, but now it becomes a great rain. Because whenever God, hallelujah, whenever God does something, he always causes you to go from no rain to great rain. He always causes you to go from little or no income to great income, overflow. And that's the kind of God we serve. He wants to do something great in your life. And the beautiful thing is that when you're going through dry seasons, once you come out, baby, your testimony is going to be big. It's going to be great. Once you come through this season, it's always going to be greater than what you've dealt with this last few months. God told me to tell you this morning, get ready, because there's a sound of abundance of rain. You've been hearing the sound, God said, but now get ready to see it in your life. I'm about to take you from nothing to greatness. I'm about to take you from small things to greatness. I'm about to take you from little reputation to great reputation. It's about to get crazy. Yeah, the young people say it's about to get stupid. I'm about to get a crazy blessing in my life. Hallelujah. And I pray that this word has touched your life as you learn how to endure dry seasons. God bless you. Dr. Vanessa, floor is yours. We praise God for you.
All we can say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful, powerful word. I tell you, I hear the Hammond 3B going. Just get ready to do your praise run. Everybody I know received and was blessed by that word. Enduring dry seasons. And I tell you, those 3 points, man of God, were right on point, on target. God did not bring us here to stay forever. More in the direction of the directive, move in the direction of the directive. And that third one, listen for the sound of abundance. What a word, what a word, what a word. Thank you, man of God, for blessing our hearts this morning. We want to go to Tiffany out in California for you to seal this word with prayer and our prayer request, because I know you did this morning, Pastor, make our babies leap. All right, Miss Tiffany, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen, amen. Let us bow in prayer. Oh, most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning, Father. We thank you for the messenger, and we thank you for the message. I thank you, Father God, that our ears and our hearts were open and receptive to receive what you have asked us to do, oh God. Father God, help us and allow us to endure in the dry seasons, Father God. Help us to move in the direction of the directives that you have given to us, oh God. God, help us to follow the specific directives that you have given us, Father God, and help us to go to the places where you tell us to go. Let us not think about it. Let us be about it, and let us do it, oh God. I pray and I thank you, Father God, for this day, this Wednesday, Father God, that you have allowed for us to get up in. Let us rejoice and be glad, Father God. I rebuke anything that comes against us, Father God. Although it may form, Father God, we know in the name of Jesus that it will not prosper, Father God. I pray right now that you would allow the rain to fall upon us, Father God. I allow the rain to fall upon our finances. Allow the rain to fall upon our health. Allow the rain to fall upon our pain. Allow the rain to fall upon our job, our employment areas, Father God. Allow the rain to fall on our homes, Father God. Allow the rain to fall upon our transportation, oh God. Allow the rain to fall in our ministries, oh God. Allow the rain to fall wherever we need a blessing, Father God. Send it to us right now, Father God. We're calling on you, oh God, right now. We're standing on your word, oh God. We're standing on your promises, oh God. We seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, Father God. And your word says that everything will be added unto us, Father God. We are the righteous of you, Father God. We are the first. We are not the last, Father God, because we serve an awesome God, Father God. And you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the
to end. And you are our Father, Father God, and we are your children, Father God. So bless us in a mighty way, oh God, for each caller on this line, Father God, those that are standing in the need right now, Father God, rain down on it right now, oh God. Oh, we love you, oh God. We honor you, Father God. We ask that you would heal right now, Father God, for you are the ultimate healer, oh God. Touch us right now, Father God. Remove anything that is in us that is not of you, Father God. We surrender to you, Father. We bow down to you, oh God. And we love you, oh God. And we give this day to you, Father God, that
yes,
this day will be like no other, and we'll forever be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, Evangelist, amen. Thank you for sealing tight that word of God, powerful, anointed prayer. We thank you so much, Pastor Chuck, truly for that on time, right now, strategic, prophetic word. And we praise God, Robin, for you opening us up this morning in prayer. Dr. P.K. Roberts asked to come on the line this morning and speak with us in our last minute. So, Dr. P.K., the floor is yours.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. I praise God this morning. Oh, did we get a word this morning, son? You went on out there, and the word was just for me. It's just for us this morning. I know all of us were probably saying the same thing, but it really is. It is really for my husband and I, enduring dry seasons. At this time, I want to first thank Pastor Vanessa for what she does for the call, and thank each and every one of you listeners. But as the word has told us this morning, we need to move sometime and go on up and see the rain so that you will be very clear, and there are no rumors that the devil loves to take a lie and spread it. But I want you to hear me when I say what I'm doing and what I would like for you to do for my husband and I during this time when we are out. I thank God that he gave me this vision for the call a long time ago. And I thank God that Pastor Vanessa agreed to walk alongside me in doing this, because it's just too hard for any one person to do. My mom used to say, many hands make a job easy. And one thing that I want you to always remember is this is the Master's call. It's not Pastor PK's call. And it's not Pastor Vanessa's call. It's the Master's call. And when my son, Pastor Chuck, came down to see me here, and I really talked about the importance of keeping the main thing on the call. And that is not, feeling like no one monkey won't stop this show. So I want you to know that as of today, my husband and I will be going on a sabbatical. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's a time when we really need to get in the face of God. Sabbath means a rest day. And it's a time when we need to go away, and we will be gone away for an undetermined amount of time. We will be moving into a wellness clinic so that we can both get better care and can get ourselves up and running again, because we absolutely can. We can hear the rain. We can hear the rain coming, and I thank God for that. In my absence, I'm going to ask that Dr. Joy Henderson step up and assist Pastor Vanessa, and because is not that I don't think that Pastor Vanessa can do the job, but she is dealing, all of us at this point, for some reason, we are all dealing with some issues, and all of us need to work together to make this thing work. And I thank God that Dr. Joy Henderson has so graciously agreed to step in and just undergird us at this time. Because she takes very seriously her Mondays off, I've asked Tiffany Lauderdale will host so that Pastor Vanessa will continue to bring her messages on Monday. Pastor Chuck, I did not get with you, but I need you on tomorrow, Thursday. Can you hear me? Can you preach in the morning on Thursday? Are you there? Or did you leave? Is he muted?
He's still on the board.
Okay. And Candy is going to go on and preach on Friday because she's going to be traveling on, she'll be traveling. I also want you to know that we will not be in telephone nor computer connection. We won't be connected to telephone nor computer. So Pastor Vanessa will be getting our address out to you. For those of you who can write quick, I'm just going to give it once, but she'll put it out on the email. I don't want it announced every day. It's 6812. A 6812 A Sasser, S-A-S-S-E-R, Sasser, Sexy Alpha, Sexy Sexy Echo Romeo Drive, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80902. I want you to continue to pray for our son, Elisha Jr., who is detained there in Afghanistan. He was supposed to have been here by now, but he hasn't gotten out of Afghanistan. And once he gets here, then what he will do is take care of the house and mail and make sure that we get mail at least once a week. So I want you all to know that the Master's Call is alive and well. The Master's Call is going forth with team ministry, team leadership, as we always have. The Master's Call is the Master's Call, and the Master's Morning Call has changed many lives. We also want you to know that David and I, my husband, Elisha David Roberts Sr., and I shall live and not die, and that we will be with you, Pastor Chuck, on June 5th. We already have made those plans. And as I close out today, I am closing in prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you because you are God Almighty. We love you, we thank you, and we give you glory. We thank you for those who have decided in their hearts, and everything that great that happens in our lives starts with a decision. They decided in their hearts that they will seek you early in the morning. How glory to God. And because you said, if we seek you, we shall find you. And so we thank you and we give you the glory, God, because we believe that we have touched the hem of a resurrected Christ who has empowered us to stand and go through our dry seasons. Yes, there are different seasons that we go through in our lives, God, but we thank you that you also promised us that you would never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for all of the many lessons that we are learning so that we can pass them on to our children and our children's children, and that we would leave a strong legacy. We thank you, God, that the rain of prosperity, I smell it in the atmosphere. Hey, and therefore we all need to be ready to be the good stewards of, as kings and queens, sowing back into your kingdom and building up your kingdom here on this earth. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning, God, for this great opportunity. Hallelujah. We thank you and we give you the glory and we give you the honor for all things. We bless your name and we love upon you now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I also to just tell you that Dr. Joy Henderson will have our account, so those who would like to make donations, nobody's asking for it. We aren't asking for anything. We just had somebody call last night and said, listen, we want to sow into your life. Give us your a bank account and a routing number. I just said that's a little different. And no, don't put it on pay whatever that is, pal, because I won't be able to go and know. Just put it in the bank, and Pastor Joy and I will get all of that taken care of before
Dr.
we
Roberts,
leave. We will be leaving around 12 o'clock today. And
Dr.
so
Roberts,
we thank God for you. We love you. We want you to know that we are walking in victory. We know that we are healthy and wealthy, walking saved and sanctified in under God's anointing. We are super fantastic. Pastor Vanessa, if you could close us out. We're about 5 minutes over.
We have two people that need to speak. I hear you, Dr. Joyce.
Okay,
okay, and Pastor Chuck is back on the line. Pastor Chuck, Dr. PK would like for you to please speak again for us tomorrow, if that's possible for you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. We'll definitely, most definitely do so.
Thank you so much. So we look forward to more powerful Rhema. And Dr. Joycelyn, you wanted to say something.
Yes, ma'am, and good morning to my artist family. This afternoon we are going to be sending the Roberts away, and I need to put out exactly what she and I have talked about, and I would like to send them away for a time that they can be in the face of the Lord to pray. The Word of God for me is just a key in James 1. It talks about if anyone lack wisdom, let them ask of
yes.
God. And we want them to get away together so that they can seek the wisdom of God. And I would like to place it out over on this phone line and for all of those that are part, especially of the Master's Call, if you would like to financially sow a blessing of a seed financially to this family for this season, I'm asking that you would make contact with me. And again, they are not going to have any motor transport, of communication for as telephone as well as computers. And we need to get these funds into their hands so that they can get to where it is that they need to be. Let me give you some contact information, and let me give you also some information on how you can make contact with me. Write it down, J. Purnell. And it is spelled P as in Paul, E as in Edward, R like Robert, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, L Larry, and then underscore Henderson at hotmail.com. So again, J Purnell underscore Henderson at hotmail.com. My home office number is area code 262-670-0949. Again, 262-670-0949. If you would not call that number until after 8:30, and if you get the voice message, if you would just leave a message, and I will get back to you today in order that we can do what we believe that God has placed in our heart for this family. Dr. Roberts, I want to say to you, we got your back. We are just honored that God will allow us, meaning this Master Call family, to surround you in prayer and to do everything that is needful for you as well as my brother to get away and to sit in God's face. And that's all we are desiring that you would do at this time, is stay in the face of God, that God will give you the answers that is needed for the both of you as well as for this family. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Thank you so much. Dr. Joycelyn, one more time, could you just give us your email? Because
yes,
we want to make sure everybody who wants to get in touch with you can.
It is J, like in Joycelyn, Purnell, P as in Paul, E as in Edward, R like Robert, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, and then it's an underscore, which would be the hyphen sign, and then Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, at hotmail.com. So J. Purnell underscore Henderson at hotmail.com or 262-670-0949. And again, after 8:30 for that home office number.
And that's Central Standard Time?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Central Standard Time. Thank
you. Okay. So everybody will be on the same time zone. We so love and appreciate you. And Dr. PK, we really, really want you to not worry about us in this call, but for you and our dear brother David to be focused in on keeping the main thing in this season. We will be wrapping you in our prayers and knowing that it's already done. In God's name, in Jesus' name. And Pastor Chuck, thank you so much for agreeing to minister tomorrow. We are excited. We're family. And so we're standing in the gap,
amen,
one for the other. And on Friday, National Day of Prayer, we're excited about Minister Candy bringing the word on Friday. And the call is about the Master. And so as we close this call today, we want to remind each and every one of you now to go out and be submitted and obedient to the call from the Master on your life by being his minister in the marketplace. We love you. We appreciate you. Have an awesome day, a wonderful Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Bye.